Okay, well, let's on to the next movie here. So talking the sequel to the one that we most recently talked about.
It sequel, can't even be called sequels, a sequel.
Air quotes here, but Jingle All the Way 2, which, so the first one came out in 1996. This one came out in 2014. So I guess they felt like they really needed to make a sequel for this one.
How'd they even get the rights to the name?
I don't know. Who cares? I don't know. A child's father and stepfather engage in an all-out battle to get their, it just says her, but it should say their daughter, a toy of her dreams for Christmas. Fucking Larry the Cable Guy is the lead actor in this direct-to-TV or DVD sequel to...
Oh, it was a direct-to-DVD?
Yeah, it was.
Probably I don't remember it at all.
I don't know. This movie, I mean, it's Larry the Cable Guy, right? Like, you, I think we kind of got what expected out of this.
I want to say one thing, Matt, about this movie.
Yeah.
It might be the most forgettable movie I've ever watched.
Yeah.
Like if I was watching scenes, I'm like, I'm going to forget these as soon as I'm done with this movie.
Yeah, it's probably a good, like, I watched it this morning. I think we all watched it in the last 24 hours, so it's probably a good thing we're talking about it now, so we don't just forget about it. But, so Larry the Cable Guy is Larry, just himself in this fucking movie.
Yeah.
Has a daughter. How he was married to the woman he was apparently married to and had a daughter with her, I would never understand, because, like, that in itself seems crazy to me. If they
were, like, and somehow had a one-night stand, accidentally had a baby, and they like, oh, let's try getting married because we already are going to have a child. That could have been, like, the plot line that at least, like,
it was a whoopsie
excuse. But, yeah. Like, they even admit it in the beginning. It's, like, in the first 2 minutes. He's, like, explaining to Noelle, like, well, your mother is high class. Like, white
she's
class.
Ambitious.
Fancy she's shit.
Classical
music.
Yeah.
I like being a redneck.
Yeah, this is basically what
I like
said.
This fucking fish hook on my rim of my freaking hat.
I have like, there's like a few things I want to say about this, so I'm gonna let you go, Matt, and we'll figure out the timing to say about it. But this was a fucking ridiculous movie.
Yeah, so Haley watched kind of the beginning of it with me too, and she kind of, it opens with like him living in a trailer in the middle of the woods, and then they drive to somewhere with snow. I'm not sure where this takes place, but apparently he just drives
fucking
to a nearby mountain where they ice fish. But yeah, you're like kind of what you're talking about. First 2 minutes is like a downer because like the daughter is like, why aren't you and mom married anymore? And it's like, she's ambitious, high class. And
I'm just me.
All these good things. And yeah, he goes, and I'm me. Right after doing a Cheetos walrus joke.
Hey man, do you like Twinkies? Well shit, you don't eat Cheetos for breakfast, you eat Twinkies for breakfast. I like being fat and I'm just like, Jesus,
like, this movie is just 90 minutes of Larry the Cable Guy doing like little Larry the Cable Guy bit jokes throughout the whole fucking thing. Like, is absolutely
so
ridiculous.
Bad.
I'll be totally honest, like, I am a sucker for Christmas movies, just like Christmas music.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's one of those things where and it's like Disney with me. Like, if it brings like a general sense of happiness, I'm already kind of like two steps ahead of any other movie that lacks that. So when I first started watching the first few minutes, I was like, oh, this seems like it's going to be a sweet, endearing movie. And I was thinking, like, in the end, Larry Cable Guy will get his wife back, whatever, which obviously was not the plot line. But
definitely not it.
But
it honestly should have been, though, because the things the stepdad does in this movie are fucking criminal. Anyways,
so, yeah, no,
we'll get to that, but yeah. Keep going, Bo.
No, and now all I was going to say was, like, so I even, like, within the first few minutes, I was like, okay, this might be endearing enough that I don't truly hate it. Like, it might actually have some redeeming qualities. Like, I found myself kind of, like, slightly smiling at how cute his daughter was.
Dude,
yes.
The daughter's so cute.
Yes. And then, like,
just, the cutest.
Yeah, she was. And then it just... it got worse. Like, it literally got worse. Like, Larry the Cable Guy went from, like, the most endearing father ever, like, seeming extremely likable to, like, the fucking whiniest, it's like
annoying. He's annoying.
Yeah, just so annoying and like the biggest excuse maker. Anyways, go on. But just, like, that's all I was saying is like, I originally, when you mentioned this movie, I thought it was gonna be terrible. And in the first 5 minutes, I was like, all right, it might not be terrible. And then in the next hour and 20 hour minutes, 25, it's yeah. terrible.
Yeah, it's just, it's, yeah, it is very blah. Like, you're right. Like, I'm gonna forget about this movie. Like, after we're done talking about it, I'm just never gonna think about it or watch this movie ever again. The daughter's cute. You get introduced to the stepdad, who's just the richest guy in the world, apparently. Like, buying a $10,000.
Well, boxes?
Yeah. He's the president of a box company. Like, how original, I guess. Like, I don't know if it's just.
It, boxes are worth a lot. There's a lot of boxes.
Everyone needs them, I guess, but it's just like, that's a very boring job to have him. Like, you could.
What's more boring, being a CEO owner to a box company or being a mattress salesman?
No, they're both bad.
Toss up for shit job.
They're both jobs that I would never pick for a character in a movie to have. Like, in a movie, they could literally be anything you want them to be. And you go with mattress salesman for Arnie, and then the stepdad like owns a box company. Like, I don't know why that's ever it, but
he could have been like a tech salesman in the first one or something. And then like
talk about the most vanilla character ever, the stepdad. He literally gets his ass kicked by the daughter in a snowball fight.
Yeah, and it's just
he's such a pussy.
And buying a $10,000 Christmas tree, like.
No, it was. What are you doing? Was it only 10,000?
Yeah, it's 10,000.
Oh, I thought it was 40,000.
I mean.
Oh, because that makes it any different?
No, I thought it was. Yeah, no, it does. I thought it was way more expensive. Yeah, but still, no. Maybe it was 40 feet. Maybe that's what they said.
It could have been $1,000.
I'm not gonna fault you on that because I respect the fact that you weren't paying that much attention.
Oh, I was. I was trying to figure out how I can make a box company where I can buy a $10,000 40-foot Christmas tree.
Right.
Yeah, it's called Amazon.
Yeah. No, but I need to make the boxes for Amazon. Amazon can do the rest of the heavy work.
That's true.
So, yeah, the basic premise of this is two dads trying to buy their daughter's love, which in itself is, like, ridiculous to me. I like how... So she writes a letter to Santa for what she really wants for Christmas. And then Larry the Cable Guy is going to read it. But then his friend comes in and is like, whoa, you can't read that. That's a private letter. And your name isn't on it. So that's actually a felony. And I'm sitting here going, isn't this what parents do, though? Like, I know, like, we're all dads now. But, like, none of us have a kid who's old enough to write a letter to Santa. Isn't that what the plan eventually is? Like, they write a letter to Santa. You then take it and read it. And then buy them the things for Santa and say it's from Santa. Isn't exactly. that like?
And also, what happens? This guy goes along and helps him along every step of the way after this, with the exact plot that he told him not to do in the first place.
Yeah, so I was a little ridiculous that he's trying to call him out like that.
I think that was just
also this guy was in WWE. By the way.
Yeah, really? WWE production, by the way, on this, which I think, like, Bo, you kind of wanted to mention a little bit. That blew me away. I'm like, why is – I mean, I guess you need to get money, and anyone will give you the money, I guess. But, like, a WWE Vince McMahon, production. Dude.
When in doubt, go to Vince McMahon.
Yeah, I mean, $5 million budget. I don't know how much he actually had to give up for this, but, like
– $5 million?
Yeah. Which
– That's all the budget was?
Which is nothing. Like, that's no, like,
that's nothing.
Which is nothing.
Like, what was the budget on Velocipaster, but Troll Hunter?
Ooh, yeah, Troll Hunter was probably close. I was gonna guess $2 million for that one, but
Jesus Christ, that movie was way better production value than
3.5 mil for Troll Hunter.
That's ridiculous.
So pretty similar, actually, pretty close.
And one of them was actually good and didn't have, like, Hollywood behind them, was a Norwegian film, and, like...
That's because they got to do what the hell they wanted.
I know, it's crazy. Like, what did they do? Like, I feel like in this situation, whoever... I don't even think Larry the Cable Guy writes his own... I'm not even going to call him Larry the Cable Guy anymore. It's fucking Larry. Too many words. One word.
Yeah, why call yourself Larry the Cable Guy?
I feel like Larry...
At this point, that's fine for your comedic act, but Jesus Christ, you're... If you're trying to star in movies, don't call yourself Larry the Cable Guy.
I feel like Larry doesn't even write his own jokes or his own scripts. I don't think he was casted into this. I think that he literally was just like, maybe you can prove this wrong, Matt. Maybe you know that he wrote this movie idea and people are like, this sounds exactly like Jingle All the Way. And then they just told Jingle All the Way producers, whatever, whoever made the film and was like, this is similar to you. Do you mind if we just use your name so we can make bank and you'll get some royalties off of it? And they're like, sure, it's been long enough. You're not even using the same actors. So nobody's going to even think about it being the same. They're just going to think it's equal, like just way dumber. Yeah. I don't know. It was terrible.
Yeah. It was.
Oh, well, if you had to guess which state Larry the Cable Guy was from, what would you guess?
Well, I know I've seen pictures of him. His name isn't even Larry. And like you see his early comedic stand-up and he's in like a button-down shirt with no facial hair with no accent.
He's not from the South. That's like a shtick he puts up, right?
It's a Midwest thing. It's a Midwest state.
Michigan.
South Dakota.
You're getting close.
North Dakota. Souther Dakota.
Nebraska.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
his name is Daniel Lawrence Whitney.
Look at videos of him when he was like a comedian before he was an actual actor, and he literally is in like button down attire with no facial hair. Like he had nothing.
Oh, before he got his shtick as Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, he had no shtick when he like originally started. He was like he was just trying to be a comedian or a comedic actor in the beginning.
You know what I will say? The Blue Collar Comedy Tour was good. I know for what it was, it's not our brand of comedy, but they did a good job, and I enjoyed some of the stuff.
That's because they had, like, four different guys. Like, it wasn't – like, when you get Larry for an hour and a half, it's like, oh, yeah, that's too much Larry. It's like when you get just a half hour of four different guys. Is
bad. When it was a half hour, I'm like, it's not bad. Some of it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I'm in. But an hour and a half of him as the lead is
– I'm sure SNL would be funny, too, if you only gave him, like – they only had to do it once a month.
Yeah.
And they could skip like, you know, 80% of their
whole It's maybe skits. One skit that whole fucking show each week is decent.
Which, Grant, when you got to do it weekly and it's live, like, that's a lot. Yeah. So I almost wish they would do
that week.
Yeah, like, I almost wish they would do it like once a month so you'd have more time to like actually do good skits, but whatever.
Yeah, make it like a 2-hour thing. Yeah. Or Saturday, is it only 1 hour?
I think it's an hour and a half. Actually, but I don't know.
I haven't watched it in forever.
Yeah. But yeah, so Larry the Cable Guy, so he opens a letter. Of course, she can't write like legibly.
Like, come on, your kid's 7. She can't write a decent letter yet.
And it's one of those things, this movie is just so much worse than the first one because it just doesn't have a lot of that same, like in the first one, it's okay, it's a non-attentive dad trying to win his son over. His son actually wants this toy, so he has to go find it. This is an actual good dad, for the most part, like an attentive dad, loves daughter, and he thinks he has to go get this toy to win her over. Like, none of it has a decent payoff, because, like, he reads the letter and interprets it as she wants the Harrison Bear, which... this toy sucks compared to Turbo Man.
That's what I was going to say.
It's pretty shitty.
Was like, this fucking talking about Turbo Man. It's a fucking teddy bear that recites your name.
Yeah. And it's not even from a show or something in this universe to make it popular. It's just a teddy bear.
And when did this come out? 2014?
Yeah.
Like, we're not talking about like 1980 when they had like, oh, that's incredible technology. Like, it's 2014.
Yeah.
Like, 2014, you still had a phone that could recite, like, whatever information.
Dude, they're making dolls that give you blowjobs. Why would you want a fucking talking bear?
These are for kids, Quinn.
Oh, sorry.
For kids, Quinn.
But no, like, Blake's written for Christmas.
Yeah. Well, he was talking about how he's going to buy Blake toys that he really just wants for himself. So, there you go.
Blake, here's a dirt bike. It's only 250cc.
Perfect. It's a step up.
There's plenty of empty land in Savannah, I'm sure, to go ride a dirt bike in.
There is.
Empty land and empty heads.
Yeah. But they don't even give like a reason that the Harrison Bear is apparently popular. Like at least in the first movie, it's like, okay, it's a TV show character, action figure, great. This is just a fucking talking bear. And if it wasn't for the dickhead stepdad who's also trying to win the daughter's like love, and he's just so rich, he decides to buy out every single Harrison Bear in a 500-mile radius. Like, this bear isn't that hard to get. They're fully stocked in every store.
There's so many of them.
That's one of the other things. It's 2014. Fucking type in A-M-A-Z-O-N-D or dot C-O-M and then go to the search bar and type in Harrison Bear.
Do you not remember the delivery? They
do actually bring that up.
I didn't hear it.
The waitress is like, didn't you check eBay or the internet? And he was in Larry the Cable Guy. Oh, everyone says it won't get delivered till the 26th, and I need it on the 25th. Like, okay.
Yeah, they covered their basis on that one.
Yeah. Which,
but just like they didn't cover their basis though when they're trapped in the storage unit and it took them like 30 minutes to figure out, cell phones is how to escape.
No, it wasn't. Cell phones. He busted through the door with a
Bo's right. Like, yeah, keep going, Bo.
They were like, how do we? They're sitting in there like they got, which by the way was the funniest part about the entire movie. Legit funny was them in the teddy bear fight. I was actually laughing at that.
Oh, you got me.
I legitimately found that really funny. But then
that wasn't my funniest part.
But then they're like, what are we gonna do? And Victor is like, how are we gonna get out of here? Oh, cell phones. Remember he had a cell phone. I know they didn't work.
Well, do you remember why they don't work? Do you remember what exact line that he said?
Metal building.
Yeah,
a building goes, full of metal.
Cell phones. Oh, no service. Metal building. Like he literally just waves his hand around and goes, metal building.
That's true though. Hey, that's true though, because I work in a metal building now. Cell phone service.
Savannah in the middle. No, this is a billion dollar
service. I have service when I go outside the building. Inside the building, there is no service.
He has service when he goes to Des Moines or Rockford.
Shut up, Bo.
This guy owns $1 billion box company. He doesn't have a Wi-Fi set up all over the fucking place where he can access stuff. Like, I don't know. That was a little weird. I get there are certain buildings where it's hard to have service, but when it's
metal buildings you don't have service in.
Okay. I just thought it was a funny delivery of waving your arms around going, metal building. okay.
They had a teddy bear fight.
I want to know what your funniest part was.
Yes.
I know Matt guessed it, and I thought maybe that was right, and I forgot the part. There was a part that happened after that I thought was Quinn would definitely think that's funny.
Yeah.
Quinn, you said 50 minutes in was your first laugh of the movie.
Yeah.
I thought it was when he was on the right reindeer bowl, and then it's first and second prize. Is that what it is, or what was it?
Yeah, that was it. That was it. The premise that the first place guy did not win the Harrison Bear.
Yeah.
I laughed at that.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty good. And then what's my second? The only other time I laughed.
I did have a guess.
About 10 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes later.
Oh, fuck. I didn't write it down. But there was something that happened shortly after that I was like, oh, I bet you this was Quinn's second one. I didn't write it down, though, so I don't remember. What was it?
What do you think, Bo? You said you thought?
I know. I remember thinking it, but hold on. Let me see if I can – you guys keep talking for a second. I'll see if I can remember what it was just by, going through the movie.
I'll say this. Quinn, you didn't like this 32 minutes into the movie – when Larry is plugging in all the lights and he goes, and now the piece of the resistance.
Piece of the resistance.
And then plugs in the last thing and he goes flying 100 feet.
Dude, I hate that slapstick bullshit.
The shitty
CGI. How many times did he fly across the screen in this goddamn movie? Three or four?
How many fucking poop jokes are in this movie too? There's at least 5 to 6 poop. Like when he gets covered in the flocking or whatever of the trees, which Haley saw that part with me and she goes, it's not enclosed, why didn't he just walk out? And I'm like, oh, good point, but not the point. He gets covered in the flocking, so he's covered in white, and he goes, oh, I need the number of the pigeon that hit me with that one. I'm like, oh, a pigeon poop joke. Good one. Lots of poop jokes in this movie, which for 2014, I don't know if that's really what we're looking for. But yeah, I can't remember. Bo, did you think of the...
No, I think it was like something said. So I don't think like I just like went through the like next 10 minutes because I know it was close to that point. But looking at the video, I couldn't figure out what it was. But I just remember being like, that seems like it would be a Quinn joke.
What was the Quinn?
It was the kid. It was the kid after he did the homeless thing. Not that, but when he said, and this is why kid people don't have kids.
That is it. Yes, he's like, no, he said this is why people have pets.
Yes, that was the
that
joke.
Is what I literally was like, that is Quinn, a Quinn joke.
I think that's what I thought of too. Yeah.
That was my only other time I laughed.
Yeah, it's after the kid goes like, sucker.
Sucker. And he's like, this is why people only have pets. And I'm like, that's good.
I'm so happy that that's what you said because that is 100% what I was trying to think of.
Yeah, that was it.
That's about right. So yeah,
that was it. I was done laughing after that.
Yeah, that sounds about right. But yeah, basically the premise is Larry's trying to find Harrison the talking bear, and the stepdad found out that he's trying to get the talking bear, so he hires his head of security. He tells his head of security,
dude, talk about the most douchebaggy character of all time.
So he goes out to every store ahead of Larry and buys out all the Harrison bears, which again, this is not that hard of a toy to get if it wasn't for this one stepdad just buying everything out. So that kind of defeats the purpose of like a Turbo Man where it's actually sold out and hard to get. Like this is just kind of lame in comparison. It's also lame because you just knew that she didn't write Harrison Bear, right? Like it wasn't that hard. Like, I didn't know what it would be in the end necessarily, but when he's, like, having a hard time reading her handwriting and the fucking toy manager goes, she must mean Harrison Bear.
Oh, talk about that asshole.
Immediately went, well, she doesn't really want a Harrison Bear. You know, so it's like, you just saw it coming. And yeah, that toy manager guy is a weird guy.
I'm sorry for saying that to all you guys. Happy Christmas, happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah. And a happy winter solstice.
I don't know if we're going to get into this. I don't know if we want to keep talking about toys, but that's one of the things that I wanted to bring up that was so fucking stupidly annoying about this. That was like the most Larry the Cable Guy built for stupid fucking like racist country, like xenophobic moms ever was anytime that anybody said happy holidays or anything that wasn't Merry Christmas, Larry the Cable Guy's response was, yeah, Merry Christmas and all that jazz or shit. Like, brushing it off like it's actually a thing. And it's like, why do you have to make that a subject? Like, you're just literally politicizing Christmas in your stupid, already terrible movie because you're already demonstrating that Larry's a redneck and he has redneck tendencies. And, like, you're just acting redneck and catering towards redneck people. Like, I don't...
Missed that.
Oh, every time someone said happy holidays, even happy holidays, there was... one point where some guy said happy holidays and Larry was literally like Merry Christmas and whatever, like is whatever he said, something like and all that shit or all that jazz or whatever. And I was like, why is that even a thing? Just have him say happy holidays or just even have him say Merry Christmas to you too back and just don't make it. It was clearly evident the way they were trying to write Larry's character that he was supposed to be like annoyed that they weren't just saying Merry Christmas.
I missed that.
It was, but, yes. I don't know if you caught it, Matt, but like it was like pissing me off. It's just one of those things. It's like, why you don't even have to write this into the story?
Yeah,
like it was written for, like I said, just probably like your standard suburban house mom who gets angry at the people that say happy holidays,
the Karen,
and Merry Christmas.
The Karen, all the Karens out there.
Yeah. People that got mad about like red cups from Starbucks 2 years ago.
That's right. I do remember that. That was so fucking stupid. I will say I didn't see this toy manager being the like slumlord black market like dealer.
That was a shout out to the first movie.
Oh, for sure, 100%. Out of nowhere and really weird. that guy in general is just weird, but
dude, he gives me the creeps.
Yeah. But then, yeah, so in the end, of course, she didn't really want Harrison Bear. She just wanted their family to be together, which I like how they, like, CG, so, like, the letters realigned, so it actually spelled
it. Oh, your handwriting just sucked.
Yeah. I did kind of thought it was a little, not funny, but kind of interesting. I didn't expect that they actually did turn the fact that he's buying up all the bears to be, like, an issue. Like, actually pissing off other parents.
That was nice.
Like, I was like, okay, like, that makes sense. And then, you know, Larry, like, they turned it into, like, a charitable thing at the end to make him look better. Like, whatever. I don't know. This movie is just, it's nothing. It's, don't watch it. Don't, like, people don't need to see it.
It's the most forgettable movie I've ever seen.
Yeah. Haley did laugh, and I chuckled at it, too, at one other joke or scene. I don't know if it's really a joke. He's eating junk food with his buddy in the trailer, and his phone starts ringing. And he can't find it, and he digs out of the chip bowl, and then his friend goes,
"At least it wasn't in the dip."
Yeah, his friend, "At least it wasn't in the dip bowl." I had a slight chuckle at that, but
you guys are sleep deprived. It's okay.
Yeah, probably. I started it like last night, so I probably was a little sleep deprived.
I started watching at 5:30 this morning.
There you go. Also sleep deprived.
you guys are in it.
The last thing is, like, I gotta assume him driving a red pickup truck is just like an ode to Mater.
Shout out to Cars.
Yeah, like that, yeah. Right? Like, that's his only successful movie thing.
That's the
Cars.
First thing I thought of when I saw it.
Yeah, like, it has to be. Which, he's the thing I hate most about that franchise. Like, Mater, like, this, again, just him doing the redneck thing. I'm just so over it. So yeah, anyways, this one is probably garbage to me.
It's fucking garbage.
It's garbage.
This one is very much garbage. All right. Let's round this out with our last draft here. So sequels.
Ooh, got some good ones.
Bo gets the first pick. And then me. And then Quinn.
I get first pick?
Yep.
It sucks. Because my draft is going to be terrible. Like, there's no way.
You said that last time, and then your draft ended up being very good.
No, yeah, but that's because I kind of got that on the bathroom break helped.
Clear the mind.
You need to take another bathroom break?
No. No, this one's not going to help because you already know I don't watch that many movies.
It's fine. I mean, it's fine. You could put this on your list. So we're doing worst sequels of all time. So number one pick, so what do you got?
I'm going to try and just name ones that I've seen. So like,
that, yeah, that's fine.
That's what
might not
you should
even
do.
Be the worst of all time. And I might forget the names of them. Like, but so the first one I was going to say, and I think it's historical, not just historical, but like comparing to the first and second movie, I'm going with Jaws, The Revenge.
Yeah, the fourth one. Yeah.
That was on my list.
Yeah.
That one is garbage.
It should be on everyone's list.
I had any of the Jaws sequels.
The second garbage. One, I won't call the second one terrible. The third one is. The fourth one is the worst. That's Michael Caine is in that, and he has, like, openly said that was, like, a paycheck role for him. So, and it's about a shark that literally follows a family. Like, it's just absolutely ridiculous. So,
I put any of the sequels.
That was number two on my list, actually. So, that's a good pick. Okay, mine. So, I put Son of the Mask. This is the only movie. This is the only movie on my rankings that I have a 0 out of 10 for. It's the worst movie I've ever seen in my fucking life.
And it's worse than Jack and Jill.
I've never seen Jack and Jill. So I'm sure
it's the worst movie you've ever seen in your life so far.
Yes, probably so far. But it's similar to with like Jingle All the Way. Where it's kind of just a sequel in name. Like, yeah, the mask is there, but there's no returning characters. They kind of changed the mask, too. And they actually introduce and show, like, the gods and Loki. And I'm just like, this is so bad. It's just so bad. It's Jamie Kennedy, who is just only, I feel like, in bad movies. I don't know. It's just, it's terrible. It's the worst movie I've ever seen, so... Son of the Mask is my first pick. right. Two for you, Quinn.
Oh, two then? Okay. I've got a couple that are just leave a bitter taste in my mouth. Anchorman 2 has got to be number one for
that's
me.
That's on. I have that on my list.
I rarely turn off movies during the movie. I will always finish a movie because I got to. It's part of how I think. I watched this with April, and we turned it off about 10 minutes in. We're like, this is awful.
I saw it in theater, so I couldn't turn it off.
I would have walked out. I've never walked out of a movie. I would have walked out of this fucking movie.
Between that and Zoolander 2, those are like two.
Oh,
that was bad. Oil draft picks, I guess. Like, but those are two. Yeah. Now that I'm in it, that like I've never seen them. But the fact that they were so hyped up, and then after they got released, I literally never heard a word about them. I had to assume that they were just that
the
bad.
First ones. It's how okay. So the first ones are so good of each of those movies, like. But why? Why are those so much better than the seconds? Because the second ones are still that dumb kind of humor. But the first ones are so – they hit. But the second ones just missed.
With the Anchorman – with Anchorman, I felt like it was just the same thing over again, which isn't funny to me. But then they, like – the things they change don't make it better. So, like, instead – the news anchor fight, they made it bigger and had more people. But it made it worse. But it made it worse. Yeah, they, like – Harrison Ford is like a news anchor person that fights in like the fight, but he turns into a werewolf. And I'm just like, this doesn't make sense. Not that it really needs to make sense, but it's just stupid. I don't know. It's hard to describe, but there's like
It didn't make it through the bus scene.
I don't know.
The bus scene was so bad. I was like, I'm out. I can't do this. Yeah,
I had Anchorman 2 on my list. So that's a good one. What's your next one?
Ooh, this is tough. I'm going to pick one that I don't think any of you have. Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3, the one with Matthew McConaughey.
That one, wait, what year did that come out?
Early 90s.
Okay, not what I was thinking of. Okay.
Bad. The first two are awesome in their own rights. First one is classic.
Yeah.
Like, it's will stand the test of time. The second one is still really good, but very different. And the third one is just garbage. Matthew McConaughey is probably his worst role I've ever seen him in. I usually like Matthew McConaughey, but he's so over the top in this role, and it doesn't fit. And the movie is just a mess. They try to remake the first one, kind of, and it's just a fucking mess.
It's better or worse than the movie we talked about recently in Tiptoes. Is that worse?
Matthew McConaughey? I like Matthew McConaughey in Tiptoes.
Yeah, right? I think it wasn't bad.
Like, he's the only redeeming quality of that whole movie.
I mean, he did yell, "I'm a dwarf" in that movie, but, you know.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm okay with that. It's still better than this train wreck of a movie. It's so bad. The third one is so bad.
Say it.
He's a dwarf.
He's a dwarf. That's why he is hurting. Say it. Right. Say it, Kate. Say it.
Oh, okay. That's the Chainsaw Massacre 3. All right.
Yep. Garbage.
I am going to go with Superman 4. Did you guys ever see that one? Probably not. I wouldn't.
Is that the one where he gets shot in the eye? That's what they kept showing in the preview?
No, that's Superman 5 or whatever with Brandon Ralph. This is the last one made with Christopher Reeve. And it came out in the late 80s or early 90s. So this came out when like kind of the Cold War was going on. So maybe it was the late 80s. Superman takes all nuclear weapons in the world and throws them in the sun to like end war. But by doing so, it's terrible. Like, it ended that Superman franchise.
Don't preface it. Keep finishing that.
And so, okay, fine. Well, Gene Hackman is back as Lex Luthor, and he puts something on one of the bombs that's going to go into the sun that creates the villain. His name is Nuclear Man. And
how original.
Yeah. And they have a fight on the moon where, like, if you take Nuclear Man out of sunlight, then he's weak. I don't know. It's just so bad. It's tough to describe. It ended the Superman franchise until they tried redoing it with Brandon Routh, the one you were talking about. It isn't a movie I expected either of you to see, but
never even heard of it.
It's very, very bad. Don't see it.
I won't even think of it ever again.
Or unless I like decide that we should watch it for this.
No.
I strongly disagree.
You're supposed to like, yeah, if you're like,
if you know it's bad
all time, yeah. At least like when we like mention movies that potentially could be good or we know are good.
Oh, maybe Superman 4 is not my taste, but it's your guys' taste. Like, you don't know until you try.
Nah, I'm doubt it. I'm going to strongly disagree with that.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the superhero geek would probably like superhero movies more than
I'm a nerd, either not a geek.
Careful, yeah, I've myself. Seen two Marvel movies.
I couldn't name one Marvel movie I've ever seen.
Iron Man 1 and 2.
I haven't seen them. Maybe I have, like, in passing. But
you've definitely seen the first Iron Man, the one that started it all. Thanks a lot.
I honestly don't know. I honestly couldn't tell you.
All right, Bo. Yep, you got two in a row.
I was gonna almost try and get creative, but I'll keep it to movies.
It's funny. You could. I would just say good, it. Like, good. You don't have to keep it to movies. Didn't those are the funny the ones.
Right. Those are World War II is pretty bad.
That was arguably the worst war of the two.
Yeah, so
I mean, it's tough to follow up a war that's labeled the Great War. So I mean, it was set up for failure from the beginning.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, at least the good guys won, but there was a lot of pain and death involved.
Oh man, that's good. That was a good joke.
That's a good one.
So. World War II?
Yeah, World War II. It's a pretty bad sequel. Throw it on the list.
It's going up there.
And then I'm going to go with going back to movies. I never seen this, but the fact that I never even knew it existed in the first one is such like an OG original movie. And specifically, it's such an OG original movie to like a like sector of life that probably doesn't like relate to any of us. You know, like it's one of those movies that like everything else in this
category.
Mean Girls 2.
Not what I was
Mean thinking. Girls 2?
Yeah.
I didn't even know there was a Mean Girls 2.
I didn't.
That's
I
what
didn't,
I'm saying.
I didn't.
I've never seen it. Until, but the fact that I didn't even know it existed.
I didn't either until I started looking at lists of like worst sequels of all time just to make sure I wasn't missing anything. And I saw it on every list. But I just didn't.
Wait a second. There's a Mean Girls 2?
Yeah.
Oh my
it's,
God.
I'm sure it's. I'm sure it's the same exact thing as Jingle All the Way 2, where it's the same premise, new actors, direct to DVD. Which probably this makes exists. It rightfully so to be on this list.
This fucking exists.
That's literally the fact, like I said, that I didn't know it even existed was like enough for me to be.
Tim Meadows is in it.
Oh, one reoccurring.
That's it.
Character then.
He plays the principal.
He was a principal in the first one.
Fucking principal again.
Wait, is this Emma Stone's sister? Jennifer Stone? She looks exactly like her. Not exactly like her, but enough to be her sister.
Well, there's only one way to find out. That's definitely not a lie at all, Google.
I'm not seeing that. No.
Okay.
Well, I found out Emma Stone got married this year.
Hold on, tell me this doesn't. Am I just like losing?
No, she looks like her. Like I see, I googled a picture.
It does,
yeah. But I'm not. Wikipedia doesn't say anything about being sisters.
No, it doesn't. You're right. No, it doesn't.
Bunch of Disney stuff though.
Weird.
So no, I'm glad you included it, even if like you haven't seen it. I'm glad it's been said that. This movie exists.
I didn't even know this movie existed, so thank you.
Maybe you don't want to thank me. Maybe it's better off you didn't know it existed.
Yeah, maybe. I am going to go with The Hangover Part 3. I mean, you could say Part 2 and 3, but...
It was good.
But 3 is the worst one to me.
Yeah.
By far. 2 is good still.
2 is okay.
So yeah, I'm going with Hangover. That movie, that's one of the few movies that like I didn't turn it off, but I was so close to turn it off. And like halfway through it, I'm just going, this is fucking stupid. They needed to not make this.
The only
thing, it's pretty bad.
The only thing is, I feel like I haven't seen any of the Hangovers in the last, like, I don't know, 8 years. I don't even know when 3 came out. But I feel like I was young enough that no matter what, as long as they were playing along with the same theme as, like delinquent morons that were just, like, trying to party and go through, like, bachelor parties and bachelor life and, like, whatever, it still played into –
yeah, but
my mindset, you know, like, it's like Project X is a terrible movie, but I remember when Project X came out,
right.
Like,
this you're is right, dumb. And that's here, why that's, you're right, and that's why the second one is okay, because that's what the second one is.
Timeline for you, but timeline. Hangover came out in 2009.
Okay.
Hangover 2 was 2011. Hangover 3 was 2013.
So I've been flirting.
The third one, the reason the third one sucks though, is because the second one does follow that same kind of premise, but the third one is. Ken Jeong is in it again, and it turns into this heist movie because John Goodman is like, Ken Jeong owes me.
They're like trying to break through the wall or whatever.
They're trying to break into a house and like steal something, and it's just different. Like, it's completely different from anything that made the first one good. So that's why it's so bad.
Yeah, but how do you take the first premise and try to use it again?
Well, I don't think you can.
You can't.
Like, and I mean,
you did it. That's the problem with making sequels. Sequels either got to build on a story. That's the only way you make a good sequel is you have to build. You have to find. Okay, you had a story in the first one. Can you tell what started that story? Like a prequel. Or a sequel, what continued after that?
Or you joke on itself, kind of like 22 Jump Street.
That one is perfect.
They like, it's the same thing. They do meta jokes where they're like, just do the same thing that you did last time, but then they like change a couple things.
Yeah.
Like, because they're making fun of themselves. Like
that. Yeah, that one's a great sequel. But all these ones, like the Hangover, you've done that premise. You can't do it again. You did it kind of in the Hangover 2, but it's a completely different setting. There's a lot of funny stuff there. But
They did try doing something different, but it was just shitty.
Yeah.
So
it wasn't good.
All right, Quinn. Last two.
Okay. Rocky 5. Awful.
I do remember that one getting shit on a lot.
Awful. 4 is awesome. Even though it's
awesome.
Not a good movie.
4 is awesome because it's like, yay, America. Like,
yeah.
Like Rocky, it's awesome. Rocky defeats
it's awesome in
Soviets during the Cold War.
It's awesome in its own little sphere of what it is. Even though it's not a good movie, it's still awesome. 5 is just garbage. It's terrible. And then you guys probably didn't even know this existed. Weekend at Bernie's 2.
Why would you make a sequel to that?
Is it the same dead body?
It's the same dead body.
Still just wobbling them around.
Doesn't decay or anything.
Fun fact, you know the Bernie dance? You know the Bernie dance?
Yeah, of course. I've done the Bernie dance.
That happened in the second movie. It didn't happen in the first movie.
Oh, really? Okay, well, something good came out of it then, at least.
The only good thing from that
whole it's not the worst sequel ever.
That's what I was going to say that, but whatever. Something good came out of it.
All I got.
I suppose going to
well,
be.
I've got some other honorable.
Yeah, say I've got a list here, but
still I have one pick left, don't I?
Yeah, I've got one, and then you've got one.
Oh, so. Yeah, I thought you were about to go into your honorable mentions. I was like,
no. Well, I was gonna say like if I'm gonna be serious, I would probably say the Santa Claus 3, but. It's not as good of a joke as World War II. It's not really a joke, but Godfather Part 3.
I don't know why you go for a joking one.
I do not like the Godfather Part 3, but it's a like objectively kind of a good movie. Got nominated for a bunch of Oscars. A lot of people hate that movie though.
Well, you're like kind of comparing it though to like.
So Matt, I
like
did
the two
have
finest restaurants in Paris, and then you're like, I'm gonna just go eat at like your standard. Place that's still good, but it's not.
So my thing with the Godfather Part 3 is comparative to the first two, it's shit. But comparative to like the rest of movies, it's still a really good movie.
Yeah, that's how I was trying to hint.
Yeah, at. I know what you meant.
You're literally comparing it to like the two of the top 50 greatest movies of all time.
Yeah, but I get that, like, objectively some people still think it's, I don't even like it. Like, I wouldn't even call it like that good of a movie. Like, there's a guy sleeps with his cousin in it. Like, there's incest in the movie. What?
Zero to Tenet.
It sounded like you said zero out of Tenet, like the movie Tenet.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what? But I get what you're saying.
You go all the way to Tenet. Like, where does it fall in
that section? Yeah, I'd want to rewatch it to like give it like an actual rating, but I would probably put it somewhere in like the fives or sixes. I don't know. I think people think it's better than it actually is. So
that's, I think, just like the name The Godfather carries it to a little bit more weight than it. Actually, you made me think of something when you were talking about it, though. So,
all right,
because we're talking about like greatest movies of all time, like factor, like picture you're the greatest movie of all time, there's no debate about it, and then the sequel happens and you don't even basically make it to movie theaters going Jerry Rice Jr.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Jerry Rice's son.
That's a movie?
No, he's it's a sequel person. To Jerry he's Rice. Saying he's a, he's saying he's a sequel to Jerry Rice. Wayne Gretzky's Jerry Rice son. Is
like the undisputed best.
I'm bad with movies. I had to come up with other ideas.
No, that's fine. You couldn't say Charlie Woods because Charlie Woods is like,
yeah, dude, he looked pretty good.
he looks like he's going to be better than Tiger.
He did.
Yeah, no, Jerry, was he on a high school team with a bunch of other stars, or am I thinking of someone else? Like, Joe Montana's son was like a quarterback at a high school with a bunch of other like famous people, kids.
I know I tried to make sure that I found out like a junior and not just like a son to somebody.
Yeah, like same name. Like it's a sequel.
Yeah, it was like a part two.
Yeah.
But yeah, he got signed. He played college at UNLV, and then he got an invite to camp. He went undrafted for the Ravens. He got cut in camp, and then he got a camp invite to the 49ers. And then he got a camp invite to the Redskins. And then he got a camp invite to the Montreal whatever team in the Canadian Football
League. Good old CFL.
So he was cut from the Canadian Football League the same year he was signed. That's about what level of receiver he is. And he's not young. He's 29. Like, his career is over.
Yeah, it's not great. Especially when Jerry Rice's, one or two greatest of all time. Yeah. You can't even make a CFL roster. Probably not doing too hot, but.
I don't like the fact you said one or two greatest of all time.
I think
it's going to be Randy Moss.
Yeah.
Greatest of all time.
Randy Moss. I think it's Randy Moss.
He's the greatest in his prime, but guess what? Jerry Rice was still catching like 1,400 yards and 10 touchdowns at age 40 when Randy Moss was sitting on his ass doing camera work.
Jerry Rice, he made it to the Super Bowl with Oakland. I mean, they lost, but he had that – scored a touchdown in that Super Bowl. So, didn't he go to Seattle after that too and kind of fizzled out there? Anyways, Quinn is disengaged because it's football talk. So, Jerry Rice Jr. What
are we talking about?
There we go. All right, so there we go.
Zaire Wade, I could change it to Zaire Wade because apparently he's not very good at basketball. If his last name wasn't Wade. Like, he'll be like a three-star recruit and play college basketball, but he'll never make the NBA. Well, he'll make the NBA, but like G League.
Yeah, yeah. Just
he'll be floating around the Euro League forever. Maybe make it over to China.
All right, my honorable mentions. Honorable mentions I had: Pitch Perfect 2 and 3. Those are both. Those are shit.
Yeah,
I actually like the first one a lot though. And then I said any Pirates movie after the third one has just been shit.
Ooh, I forgot about the Pirates film.
Any Fast and Furious movie after the – what? I didn't even think about Fast and Furious movies, but,
the first one was fine.
I thought Too Fast, Too Furious was still fine, even though it's cheesy.
It's fine.
I didn't even hate Tokyo Drift.
No, people, that's the one that I think gets the worst reviews out of
them. Tokyo Drift isn't that bad.
I didn't hate it.
I didn't hate it either. I liked that it was different, too.
After that, that I thought was okay, and I thought after that it kind of...
I think 5 is the one most people say is, like, the best one. I think that's the first one with The Rock. So, like, that's, like, the...
It is.
So maybe that one was okay.
Is that the one where they're in Rio?
I think so. The fourth one is like meh. That's like literally it's Fast and Furious. It's the same title as the first, but they took the out of it. That's when Brian is still a cop. Yeah. And then he like turns into whatever.
I thought 7 was good.
I thought 7 was good.
What's the one where they bust in the Burj Khalifa?
7.
Oh god, I was just laughing that whole
that's the funny stunt, like you kind of got disbelief there, but that's the one where they have the send off to Paul Walker.
Oh, is it? Yeah,
is that the one he died in?
Yeah, that's the one he died in.
I don't even freaking remember. I stopped watching, probably caring about the series after Fast and Furious, the 2009 one.
The four, before that's number four. Yeah, that's the last one before The Rock. So
yeah, that's probably the last one that I was
I don't think any of them are bad. Like they're all just the same thing. So I wouldn't have put them on.
Yeah, but they get more and more ridiculous as you go.
They do, like, but they recognize it. Like they know. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know they know, but it's like the first one was so down to earth.
Oh yeah, it went from street racing to like working for the FBI.
The fucking world.
Yeah, like it's just that's ridiculous. But so yeah, and then Santa Claus 3, I kind of mentioned already. Taken 2 and 3.
I was gonna say
those are good. Those are good bad movies.
I like Taken 1 a lot.
Yeah, the first one's good.
Taken 1's a lot is awesome.
Yeah. Last honorable mention I had is Star Wars related. This newest Star Wars movie, The Rise of Skywalker. I really did not like that movie. And it like closed out this trilogy and it just was bad. I did not like it.
The only other one that I wrote down. Oh, two I had written down. I didn't know that a Sandlot 2 and 3 happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Girl pitcher in one of them. People hated that for some reason. Like, just because she's a girl.
I'm like, get shelled.
What?
In reality, she would get shelled. Fucking ring her up. You can cut that one if you want, Matt.
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know.
Good. If we didn't cancel for talking about midgets a little bit,
there was some editing that went into tiptoes, but
lame.
The other one is Major League 2.
Oh, come on. That was
I'd put Major League 3 out before.
I don't even know Major League 3 really happened. Wait, which one was the one where they switched the characters? They literally they were the same players, but they were completely different actors.
The only in number 2. The only actor that changed there was no Wesley Snipes.
Yeah. Number 2 is still good. I still like 2.
It's okay. Yeah, like it's not bad. But yeah, Wesley Snipes got replaced by a different actor.
Everyone else came back.
The third one, they don't replace them. It's just new characters because it's back to the minors. They go to the minor league.
No, I don't think I've seen 3. I think it's just 2, and I was pissed off that it's not like the same players that were – not the same players, but the same actors.
Yeah, just the one. Well, and Wesley Snipes is like one of the best parts of the movie.
Isn't Caddyshack 2 supposed to be terrible?
That's terrible. Yeah, I've never seen it, which is why it's not on my list. But I hear that it's terrible, and I refuse to watch it, which is why it's not on my list.
So you don't get disappointed.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, back to the minors. There's two characters that come back from the original movie, Serrano, and then the Japanese player. Those two are in back to, and then Corbin Burnson is like the owner of the team. Roger Dorn, like the third baseman guy. But yeah, that's just a new cast. So it's kind of lame. That's the one I would put on here over number 2. But number 2 is definitely not as good as the first one. So
first one is like top 10 greatest sport movie.
Oh, yeah. So. That movie's awesome. Okay. Awesome. That closes out that draft.
Dude, I didn't give my best honorable mention.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't have any. Go for it.
No, I got one, possibly two. I'll say the first one that's maybe not as good. The third Mad Max movie. Thunderdome?
It's all right. It's not great.
Not great.
Right. Then, that's the worst one out of all of them.
One that we can all agree on. The Dumb and Dumber that just came out with.
Dumb and Dumber.
I haven't seen it. I refuse to see it because I hear it's terrible. It's
bad.
It's awful. I turned it off.
Even the prequel is bad.
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
I feel like that plays in the same role as Anchorman, Zoolander. Well, obviously not Dumb and Dumber. It's like at a certain point, like you're just rehashing a movie because you know it's going to make money and you like
excited because usually they don't bring back the same
actor. Yeah, like Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels coming back gives you a little bit of hope because like they're good actors, but nope, still terrible.
That's probably another one along the same vein. Little Fockers was terrible.
That's on like every list I saw, but I haven't seen any of those movies past the second one, and I think there's four or five of them.
I'm trying to remember if I seen Little Fockers. I remember like I know it, but I don't know if I've seen it.
Meet the Fockers was good, and then Little Fockers was the one right after that. It's terrible. It's the one with the kid. It's like grown up. It's so bad, and it's still got Ben, and it's still got
Bob De Niro.
Yeah, Robert's in it too.
Bobby D.
Yeah, I heard that's bad. I've only seen the first two, and I like the first two. So
first two are good.
Nice. All right. Well, there you go. You're welcome. You've now seen Jingle All the Way and Jingle All the Way 2. You're welcome.
I like the first one. I'm not upset seeing that one.
The first one was not bad.
And the second one?
I'm not going to lie. The last 10 minutes, not 10 minutes, last 5 minutes of the second one, I was hitting the arrow button on my keyboard waiting for something interesting to show up. It was like 5 seconds, 5 seconds, 5 seconds.
I was doing work while I was watching it, and I'm like, work got more important than that.
I had it on the background while working this morning to finish it off at least, so.
Oh,
as soon as I saw Larry the Cable Guy was in it, I just knew what it was going to be, and it didn't disappoint.
Very not even, like, how do you go from Arnold Schwarzenegger to fucking Larry the Cable Guy?
Another great bit. You didn't like this part when he tries bringing the snow down, and it melts.
Water.
And it melts, and he opens
another,
it up.
Another. How many fucking jokes is it where he's flying across the screen because he got hit by something?
Which that wouldn't happen. Like, I mean. Not that the electricity shock would fly him 100 feet back anyways either. So
it's so stupid.
So yeah, there you go. So next is, what was the one we did before this? Tiptoes. And that was Bo. So Quinn, you're up, right? But right? Because Bo, you did Tiptoes.
I did pick Tiptoes, even though it was Quinn's fault.
Yeah, he brought it up, but there you go.
Oh, come on, that was a good choice.
It was a good one.
That was a good choice.
It might have been my favorite one we did.
Like I said, that's the longest episode we had. There's a lot to talk about.
Stupidly absurd.
What's on the list, Matt? I've got one in mind, but what's on the list?
I could tell you what, I'm 90% sure I'm picking Cube next time.
Yeah.
I looked that up, Bo. That looks legit. I'm in.
Okay.
It's old. It's definitely going to date itself in the CGI, but the premise looks awesome.
So I've got ones that we've talked about: Tremors, Warriors of Virtue, which I actually had a coworker who listens to us. He brought that movie up.
I thought we were just sitting on here bullshitting with each other.
Wait, you're recording this?
Yeah, wait, what? Do you know what I talked about with Tiptoes? He listens and like...
Oh, you take it all back. Women can totally pitch in the MLB.
He actually brought up Warriors of Virtue. He goes, that would be a good one for you guys to do. And I'm like, oh, that one's been brought up to potentially do.
I want to Google it. I don't know what
that's Quinn about. And I think, have seen
it. Oh, yeah,
man. It was a childhood movie for me.
I think I'm going to go with Tremors.
Oh, so we're gonna go with Four Lions. Only because I've seen it and I know it's good, so I just want to rewatch it.
I think we need to do Tremors as a live watch. Yeah, we've all seen it.
I think Tremors would be a good. That's what I was gonna say. I think it'd be a good live watch.
But I haven't seen it in.
I haven't seen it in a while.
At least five to 10 years.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say like
I haven't seen it since high school, maybe, from start to finish. So
honestly, middle school.
Okay. So it's been probably since college days.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good one. That's another one that has shitty sequels to it.